Sanatana Dharma is inclusivist, but most Hindus today are pluralist. So why is that? Yeah, there are multiple reasons again for this. So first is that from the historical perspective, within the Vedic path itself, in the Vedic tradition itself, there were different paths for different levels of people. And these different paths, so there's a karma marga, jnana marga, bhakti marga, there's the worship of the different devatas, there are different kinds of yogas. All these are meant to be progressive to help people to rise to higher levels of consciousness. But historically, what had happened was, each path, instead of being seen as one phase in the progressive ladder, each path started claiming to be the ultimate. So what was meant to be progressive, it became competitive. So within the Vedic tradition itself, there's often been a lot of healthy intellectual debate about which path is the best, which path is the highest. So the ethos within the broad Indian tradition is of pluralism. That has always been like that, because the conclusive unity of all paths has not always been understood. So the Bhagavad Gita offers a synthesis of various paths and shows how they can be reconciled. But that's not always been understood. So the understanding that there are different people at different levels, they'll follow different paths. But we see that although there was pluralism in the past also in India, but that pluralism was not religiously indifferent or religiously apathetic. All of them were focused on understanding the absolute truth, trying to move toward the absolute truth in some way or the other. So because the common goal was not understood so much, that's why the Indian tradition is often pluralistic. And more along with that also, if we consider the recent historical context, most of what is modern Hinduism today has emerged from what is called as the Bengali Renaissance. You know, when Britishers came to India for the first time, they conquered Bengal, and they tried to convert and Christianize Bengalis, and they very severely criticized Hinduism at that. And many of the leaders of modern Hinduism, they emerged at that time in various ways. They tried to counter the criticism of Christianity. Rather than becoming Christians, they tried to present Hinduism in different ways. So they focused on trying to establish their moral superiority over Christians. So Christians were saying that, you know, Jesus is the only way. So the Hindu leaders, in order to position themselves as better than the Christian, they said, you know, you people are so narrow-minded. You say that Jesus is the only way. We say there are many ways. So Hinduism presented itself as pluralistic in order to counter the conversion agenda of the Christians. And since then, the popular conception of Hinduism is pluralistic. So pluralism itself is not wrong. If the different paths are seen as entirely discordant, if you don't see that there is one mountain on which you are climbing, if you see this truth, all these are different paths, they are going to entirely different destinations, and all destinations are the same, then it becomes a problem. But if we see that all paths are actually meant to raise us towards higher consciousness, so then that is, even pluralism can be accepted if it is helping people towards rise towards higher consciousness. But if pluralism becomes a license for anyone to do whatever they want to do, then it becomes a tool by which people rationalize staying where they are, or even going down on the path of consciousness, and they think that they are being spiritual. So we need to focus on philosophical education. So there's proper philosophical education, then pluralism can also be integrated within an inclusive perspective, where people raise their consciousness from where they are. Does that answer your question? Okay. Any other questions?